Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through December 31st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. Okay then, so we're one step closer to the end of 2022, and this will be our final podcast of the year. There aren't a lot of activities on the calendar, but since we're covering a longer period of time, there will still be a good amount to share. That being said, we'll get started this week by focusing on civic engagement. The runoff election for mayor and city council takes place Tuesday, December 13th. Early voting is over. Tuesday is your last shot to vote. Be sure to make your voice heard. State Rep. Vicki Goodwin ain't taking no break. She holds her end-of-year coffee chat on Sunday, December 18th. She's like the Troy Polamalu of the ledge. She's never not working. In terms of health and safety, we'll first mention that AISD continues to host COVID-19 vaccine clinics at district schools. On Wednesday, December 14th, there will be a clinic at Keeling Middle School. On Thursday, December 15th, there will be a clinic at Northeast Early College High School. And on Tuesday, December 20th, there will be a clinic at Paredes Middle School. Of course, there are weekly vaccine opportunities offered by Austin Public Health and Travis County Health and Human Services. You can't be too careful, so go on out and get your vaccines and/or your boosters. I'm up for my third booster in January, and there's no way I'm passing that up. Texas State University continues its free OSHA workplace safety trainings on infectious disease each Friday through the end of December. These trainings are for workers in the hospitality, construction, and general industries and are held in English and Spanish. The YWCA of Greater Austin has its final women's support group of the year called Domestic Violence, It's Not Just Physical, on Wednesday, December 14th. In terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion, the City of Austin Joint Inclusion Committee, of which I am a member, hosts the first of three Quality of Life forums on Thursday, December 15th. This forum takes place at noon at the Montopolis Recreation Center. Also, Rosewood Courts gets a facelift. The groundbreaking for the improvements to this historic public housing complex in East Austin is on Thursday, December 15th at 10 a.m. The next events I'll mention, just because they are a bit unusual or just things I just missed in the past. Capital Factory hosts a celebration of the third birthday of the Space Force on December 20th. The Space Force is the newest branch of the U.S. military. Okay. Then we have the ATX Vegans hosting a vegan meetup and cookbook exchange on December 19th. Okay, good on ya. But sorry to lump you all in with the Space Force thing. And finally, I didn't know this, but Lady Bird Johnson's birthday is in December, specifically December 22nd. The LBJ Presidential Library will host an exhibit all day on the former First Lady to honor her memory on her birthday. Special activities are planned from noon to 3 p.m. We won't tell you what those activities are to introduce a little bit of intrigue into this here podcast. Actually, I don't know what those special activities are, so I myself am intrigued. And thus, I'm not really lying about the intrigue. Anyway, we'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientations for healthcare takes place on Mondays, except for Monday, December 26th. Career training orientations for information technology take place on Wednesdays, and career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays, except for Friday, December 23rd and Friday, December 30th. The Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. Free to Friday ATX holds a market on Sunday, December 18th. This particular Free to Friday market is coupled with Kelly Klein's Drag Brunch, so there's a show and food to factor into your plans. Another market of interest takes place on Thursday, December 29th, and it is the Kwanzaa Ujamaa Marketplace and Celebration at the George Washington Carver Cultural Center. The Carver Museum hosts an outdoor marketplace featuring Black vendors from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., followed by a program with Elizabeth Kahura, leading educational, fun, music and dance activities from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the Boyd Vance Theater. Ujamaa, which means cooperative economics, is the principle celebrated on the fourth day of Kwanzaa. And we're not done with economics just yet. On Thursday, December 15th, the City of Austin hosts a business orientation seminar called BizAid for you aspiring entrepreneurs. And on the same day, Thursday, December 15th, the group Austin Business Woman presents a networking and communication success workshop. Join this workshop to learn powerful ways to frame your language to create more awareness and movement towards your success. The last thing we'll mention on the economic front is that the City of Austin hosts a job fair for city jobs on Tuesday, December 13th. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, which will also be the final event we'll highlight, and that is a holiday model train exhibit in Round Rock at the Kalahari Resort. The exhibit is set up in the Tomfoolery Adventure Park and Arcade behind the roller coaster. The exhibit is open every day except for Monday and Tuesday. So if you want to get away from the shopping for a bit with the kiddos, that might be something to consider. I won't repeat all the holiday activities that I mentioned last week, but would note once again that I found almost all of those activities in the Austin Chronicle's online calendar. Go to the events page of the Austin Chronicle and click the search button and type holiday. You'll find information about musical performances, markets, movie screenings, light shows, etc. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Cannes Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of Cannes and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with Cannes. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.